Welcome to the Single Wives Podcast, a place to explore ways to both survive and thrive.
I'm Terry.
And I'm Wendy.
And we'll be your hosts. So let's get this conversation going.
Hello, and welcome back to the Single Wives Podcast. Wendy here today. Terry did a solo episode last time, and this week I'll be doing the same. Our topic today is one that is near to my heart. It's one that I go over with clients when we meet a lot. One that is very simple and yet super complicated. The topic is rest. When you think of rest, what comes to mind? Immediately, I think of words like, oh, it's bedtime, or I'm sick, I need to rest. Specific concepts that I think of are things around the topic of peace, self-care, and thoughts related to becoming healthy. In terms of the Single Wives Podcast, I think it kind of lands squarely in that place of coming out of the barricade and choosing to go to God. When we go to God, we've talked a lot about what that might look like, that we go to Him and He cares for our heart. We find that He provides and fills those empty places within us that may be missing in our marriages. But it's also a place where we find rest, often in our emptiness, in those dark nights of the soul, as it were. We come out of our barricade, we go to the Father, we ask for His care, and what we really need is to be able to step back, lay down all that we're doing, lay down any sense of control that we might feel like we need to have, and just climb up into the lap of our God and rest. Maybe it looks like sleep. Maybe it looks like just being still. Whatever that is for you, that rest is critical in our journey of healing. Often when rest is not a part of our vocabulary or our activities, it's something we put aside so often that it comes, the need for it anyway, the need for rest comes crashing into our lives. And to be honest, that's kind of where I'm at in my life right now. I am the ultimate driven, creative doer. And I thrive on that. I feel like it's a gift from God. I love being active. I love being involved in a lot of projects at once, contributing, creating. And yet, it's very easy for my personality type, for me in particular, to stop and really rest. Sometimes I think I'm resting, and when I really examine it, I look and I think, okay, am I really resting, or am I snuggled in my barricade binge watching television? Am I stationed in that barricade dissociating and just kind of checked out from what's going around? Rest and those types of coping mechanisms, right, are not the same thing. So let's define rest. If you look at Merriam-Webster online, look up the word rest, you see words and phrases like a bodily state characterized by minimal function, freedom from activity or labor, peace of mind or spirit, a rhythmic silence in music, to cease from action or motion, refrain from labor or exertion, to be free from anxiety or disturbance. What beautiful definitions. Sitting in my barricade, checked out, or binge watching TV, or mindlessly scrolling through social media, although those things are places where God does surround us. He is there. He still loves us. They're not healthy ways of restoring what we truly need for our soul to thrive. To step out of the barricade, to go to the Father and say, God, I need rest, is a very difficult, but also a very courageous, a very brave thing to do. It's frightening, though. To me, it's scary to walk out and say, I need something, God, but I have no clue what that looks like. Another thing that I would tend to do is to come out of the barricade, go to God and say, I need rest, and here's what it needs to look like. I need a trip to the Grand Canyon, and while I'm there, I need to hike as much as possible because that's being out in nature. It's connecting with God. I need this and this and this to be able to rest. And that's not true rest either. Although Webster defines rest very well and uses eloquent phrases to define it, I'm not sure I even know how to define it. Rest is a place of quietness of soul. It's a place where there's no judgment, where we can let down the energy and the hustle of life and allow God to do what God does best when He gives us rest. In the New Testament, Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." We can assume from those or pull from those verses that rest is the opposite of being weary and burdened. It is something given to us by a God who is gentle and humble in heart. So we know that it's not something that is heavy. We know that it's not something that is hard. It is something that is restorative. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, it says, "Because so many people were coming and going, they did not even have a chance to eat. And he said to his disciples, 'Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest.'" Rest is important. Rest is important for our healing, for our renewal, for clothing us to go back into life when it's hard. So when we get to that point in our life, when we say, I'm done, I can't go on, I have to stop, I need some rest, what are some things we can do for that to at least prime the situation or set us up for success, right? When it comes to finding rest. That's different for all of us, but I think some common themes would include quietness, nature, being still, being open to God, being open to being healed and filled, whatever that may look like. Looking at rest in the Bible, we see that it was a command once a week. We see Jesus modeling rest daily. So I think finding rhythms in your life where you can insert moments of rest, whether it's 5 minutes in the morning when you get up, or 5 minutes when the kids are in bed taking a nap, looking for really those moments where you can just for a little bit, take that deep breath, invite rest in, invite God to show you how to find rest. So how do you know it's time for a bigger period of rest? That's a question I've been grappling with for months and months. It seems like when we think about rest or taking time off for the purpose of rest, for the purpose of getting away in this, you know, journey, right? It seems like 1,000 excuses come up for why I can't do this. Those 1,000 reasons that you can list are probably some of the key factors that define, okay, it is time. I do need a little bit more focus on a season of rest. Being a single wife is a state in your relationship, in your life, where it is so easy to become weary, to become overwhelmed, even that codependent word comes up. We give and we give and give. And there comes a time when we just have to say, stop. Something has to give. I am almost sure, so very confident, that if you're listening to this podcast, actually, if you're human in general, you've come to that point where enough is enough. When you find your energy is zapped, when spiritually you're finding it harder and harder to step out of the barricade, when your mental health becomes a concern, we are not invincible. There comes a time when, you know, maybe even we get to that point where we're thinking, I don't think I want to even live much longer. That is definitely a time to put the brakes on. That's when rest includes finding a good counselor, someone who can walk beside you to offer more options for rest that would include coping skills and maybe even medication if that's what it takes. Your mental health, your survival through all of this hard journey is a top priority. And we, Terry and I, definitely encourage finding good counseling, good support when it gets that hard. It's easy to say, okay, I'm at a place where I think I really do need to step back and focus on a time of rest. But how in the world do I go about it? I have kids, I have this husband, I have my life, all of these responsibilities. How do you actually do it? And really, that does kind of depend on the season of life you're in. When you're at a place where you have little kids, that adds to the challenge of how do I make this happen? Some ideas are thinking through who in my life do I have as a support person or people? Or can they watch the kids for a while? You know, even if that while is half a day while I go and sit by a river or get a massage or whatever your thing is for resting, whatever that may look like, is there someone that can help come alongside you while you do that? Maybe it's meeting with a counselor and saying, look, I don't know how to make this happen, but it needs to happen. So what are some ideas? Maybe the season you're in is a time when your husband may be reactive and really put up a lot of defense, a lot of reactivity when you bring up the topic of, hey, I need a rest. And again, we'll refer you back to a previous episode that we've done on setting boundaries, because that's a prime example of a time to say, okay, let's call a timeout here. I'm going to set this boundary. I need to rest. And here is specifically what I need. I've identified it. I'm going to express it in a way that is one that shows dignity and care and compassion, but I'm also going to be firm and say, I need this time of rest. Some of us, like myself, are at that stage of life where our kids are all grown. We don't have grandkids, although I do now have three grand fur babies with the latest introduction of an 8-week-old little black kitten named Potato. He's the newest member of our family. But my responsibilities for caregiving in my family are not like they were. So this leads to my story. I think I mentioned earlier in the episode that this is the place where I found myself. I have been doing and doing, and I have really sensed God saying, what about the being parts? I ask the question of God a lot in my prayer time. What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Just tell me. I'll do it. And I just heard his tender, gentle voice recently saying, you know what? It's the wrong question for right now. You're weary. You have put out a lot of energy. And it's time to step back and say, you know what? The question right now is, who do you want me to be? And so I'm trying to step into that. It's a difficult decision. There are a lot of responsibilities, but I've decided to, in mid-June of 2022, this year, to step back and take at least a 3-month sabbatical where I will go away. I have the blessing of having family in another place. And so I'm going to go and stay there for a while and just spend time outside with God, asking that question, who do you want me to be? And asking him, will you give me rest? Will you show me how to connect with you, God? Will you show me how to connect with myself better? So I'm really looking forward to a true time of laying down a lot of responsibilities and yet picking up the task of resting. So I would, I appreciate your prayers. And during that time, Terry and I are also kind of evaluating, looking at what's next with Single Wives. We'll probably let you in on those plans as soon as they're finalized, hopefully in the next week or two. But we're excited. We're excited to, sometimes model what we've been talking about. And that's where I'm at with my own journey of healing and rest. And I'll be praying for each of you as listeners, too, while I'm gone. That's, another part of rest for me is just being able to sit and quietly ask God, who do you bring to my mind right now? And he regularly brings listeners of the Single Wives podcast to my mind. And my desire is in my rest, be able to pray and support you in your journey of rest as well. So we're going to wrap up now just with a quick summary. What is rest not? Rest is not checking out. It's not binging, scrolling. It's not easy. It's also not quitting or ignoring responsibilities. So what is it? It's a choice. It's daily. It's weekly, yearly. Although it's not quitting, it is a time to quit striving and pushing and trying to be responsible for everybody and everything. But it is a sense of stopping. Rest is also God. It's time with God. It's both palms up, looking to God and saying, whatever this looks like, it's on you. I am not going to program it. It's something I need. It is water for my thirsty soul. It is that cleansing time where work is put aside and I recognize that I need rest physically, My body is tired. My energy level is low. It's mental. What is it that I could step into and say, hey, I need a little more healing here? It's emotional. We are weary, ladies. We really are at times. And we need to stop and allow emotionally for our nervous systems, our survival brain, as it were, to be able to chill and renew. It is also very deeply spiritual as well. It's that time of sitting by quiet waters, of seeing the beautiful green grass and allowing our shepherd to care well for us as his sheep. So take care. Think about rest. Think about where you're at in what you need as far as rest. And we will talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for connecting with us for another week. Please continue to check out our resources on our website at singlewives.org and also on our social media platforms.
If you find the podcast to be helpful, please share it with others who are also looking for a community. And if you like what you hear, please leave a review. Until next week.